Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Draw your attention to Revelation chapter number 12. I want to read all 17 verses there. I believe I can get through this chapter today. We are now, when we're here in chapter number 12, as we read, just as a time reference, we're in the middle of the week as far as the tribulation period goes. And we see the seals have been opened, some trumpets have sounded, and now we're here in chapter number 12. So you'll know this is the middle of the week, the time frame. Let's begin verse number 1 of chapter number 12. Read all 17 verses. There appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And she, being with child, cried, travailing in birth and pained to be delivered. And there appeared another wonder in heaven. Behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his heads. And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven, and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born. And she brought forth a man-child, who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. And her child was caught up into the God and to his throne. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she hath a place prepared, of God, that they should be fed her, that they should feed her there 1,260 days, 1,260 days. And there was a war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels and prevailed not. Neither was there found any their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world, and he was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, Now has come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea. For the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. And when the dragon saw that he was cast into the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man-child. And to the woman were given 2 wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place where she is nourished for a time and times and a half time, which is that 3.5 years, 1,260 days, 42 months, is that time frame, from the face of the serpent. And the serpent cast out his mouth, out of his mouth water as a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away of the flood. And the earth helped the woman. And the earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the flood which the dragon cast out of his mouth. And the dragon was wroth. And the woman which went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which to keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Christ. Now, if we read this chapter again, I want to remind you that we are now in the second half of the tribulation period. It was mentioned 1,260 days or 3, and then it also mentioned time, times, and half times. Those are special designated periods that are referred to Daniel's 70th week. And I want you to notice the first 2 verses that it mentions a woman here. Now, there are some people that believe this woman is Mary, the mother of Jesus. There are some commentators who attribute the woman here to Mary because she gives birth to a child, and obviously this child is talking about is Jesus Christ, that son. But however, the context and all, it would not bear, it would not fit into it being Mary. Matter of fact, we are never told to worship Mary. Never. A lot of people worship Mary. Bible actually just says, blessed art thou among women, not above women or anybody else. But I want to draw your attention that these first two verses are referring to the nation of Israel, the woman here, that there appeared a great wonder. The word wonder is mentioned a few times in this chapter. It literally means a sign. And I told you at the beginning of the study of our book of Revelation, there's oftentimes we take it not just literally, but how he describes it, we think of it in those terms. In other words, when it talks up, we're going to talk about Armageddon a little bit. When it talks about the blood flowing up to the horse's bridle, I take that very literally. When it talks about hailstones coming from heaven, great fire coming from heaven, I take that literally. But there's also times when it's symbolic. The dragon rising up out of the sea and the beast and all. And this is one chapter where we're going to look at some symbolism here. That great dragon, that red dragon. Of course, we know that Satan is not a red dragon. Matter of fact, he was a cherub, that anointed cherub with covered a beautiful creation of God. He's not a red dragon. But anyway, we'll look at that in just a minute. But the symbolism that it represents here, but I want you to see in the first two verses, Israel's special favor. Israel's special favor. Do you know that Israel is God's chosen people? God's chosen people. And we see where there's a sign, a wonder, and then there's that woman who is Israel. And this, what we see here, the moon and under her feet and the head of crown of 12 stars, it parallels that dream. You don't have to turn there. I have it marked in Genesis chapter number 37. Parallels that dream that, remember that young boy named Joseph had? In chapter number 37 of Genesis, beginning verse number 9, speaking of Joseph, he dreamed yet another dream, and it told it to his brethren and said, behold, I've dreamed a dream more. Behold, the sun and the moon and the 11 stars made obeisance to me. He told it to his father and to his brethren and to his father. And his father rebuked him and said unto him, what is this dream that thou hast dreamed of? Shall I and thy mother and thy brethren indeed come to bow down ourselves to thee, to the earth? And his brother envied him, but his father observed his saying. Remember, when we were studying the book of Genesis, we looked at this passage of scripture. Well, that runs parallel. Those stars and all. Speaking of Israel, that the woman was clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet. Of course, the moon, speaking of that obeisance and under his feet, they're in control. And upon her head, a crown of 12 stars. And then verse number 2, and she being with child cried, travailing in birth, and pained to be delivered. Again, we think about all through Israel's history, beginning with Abram, who was the first Jew, first Hebrew, and Abraham. From then on, and I could even go back into the Garden of Eden, but we'll begin with Israel. Satan wanted to disrupt God's plan for his people, for Israel. I'll give you a couple examples how he wanted to destroy that seed that would come into the world. Remember in Genesis 3:15 about that prophecy about you're going to bruise his heel, but he's going to bruise your head. In other words, he's going to crush you. That death blow. Well, the devil over the centuries have been trying to somehow thwart God's plan. Remember the story about Moses, and he was hid in the bulrushes, and all the people were, all the babies were being killed. Remember that God, Satan had a plan to destroy the seed, the Israel, you know, the seed of Israel. Go a little farther, let's go a little farther. Remember, we can go all through stories how Satan tried to thwart God's plan before the birth of Christ, even after the birth of Christ. Remember when Herod wanted to slaughter all, but he sent the three wise men and to find baby Jesus. He said, when you find him, come back and tell me where he is so I can come and worship him. But really, he didn't want to worship him, he wanted to kill him.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And come visit us this Saturday evening at 6 p.m. to hear the Dixie Echoes live in concert at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. That's April 2nd at 6 p.m. at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church. We hope to see you there. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.